Test 81, Section 3, Question 24. Now, with this one, we're looking for what's most supported by the information above. And what we get is this. It says, after a nuclear power plant accident, they found radioactive isotopes, these three things, but no heavy isotopes in the atmosphere downwind. So found these things, but no heavy. This material either came from spent fuel rods or the plant's core. It came from spent rods or plant's core. Spent fuel rods never contain significant amounts of T, so they never have the T that we have in there. Radioactive material ejected into the atmosphere directly from the core would include heavy isotopes. Okay, so it's really kind of saying, well, we've got some weird things going on. After the accident, steam, which may have been in contact with the core, was released from the plant. Okay, the core contains iodine, tellurium, and cesium, which are easily dissolved by the steam. Now, in this case, it just feels like a lot of stuff, but it's saying, okay, after this thing, they found the three elements. After the accident, they find the three elements, but no heavy isotopes. And they know that those three elements must have come either from fuel rods or the core. It says spent fuel rods never contain tellurium. So we've got to have something else providing that. Radioactive material ejected into the atmosphere directly from the core would have heavy isotopes. So it's not going to be that. But then it says after the accident, steam, which may have been in contact with the core, was released from the plant. So we had some steam. And the core contains iodine, tellurium, cesium, which are easily dissolved by steam. So really the whole thing is just suggesting that probably the radioactive isotopes they found came there by steam. So, A, radioactive material ejected in the environment would not include tellurium. Well, we don't know whether it would have included that. It's the spent fuel rods that don't include tellurium. The radioactive material detected by the researchers was carried into the atmosphere by steam that was released from the plant. We do have some pretty good evidence for that. That's actually fairly strongly supported. Then nuclear power plants spent fuel rods were not damaged. We don't know whether the rods were damaged. Researchers found some radioactive material from spent fuel rods as well as some that was ejected directly from the core. Well, actually, if it were directly ejected, then it would have had the heavier isotopes. And then E, spent fuel rods do not contain heavy isotopes. We don't know whether they do or don't. And so therefore, B is definitely our best response here.